Friday on the Big 550 KTRS. And if it's a quarter after five, it means it's time for the Harris Challenge, which gives you a chance to get in here and play America's favorite topical trivia game. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or STAR-KTRS, as long as you've not played in the last 60 days. All of our contestants will get to choose a category. Each category will have five questions in it, worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. So there's a total of 15 points available in each category, but to win, you don't have to get them all right, just at least half of the points. And since we round up to 7.5 to 8, that's what you got to shoot for to win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
All right, Paul. Hope I can make it through this. I just had a coughing attack here.
Did you tear something in your throat when you did the right, Paul?
No, I didn't.
You're
okay?
Okay
there.
All right.
I think I'm having like an allergy attack. One dozen free donuts,
donuts
from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. We'll also throw in some tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right. The sponsor of the Harris Challenge is the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two movies on each screen. On screen number one tonight, it's Spider-Man Homecoming and Transformers The Last Night. And on screen two, the brand new War for the Planet of the Apes, preceded by Despicable Me 3. That's your choices at the movies, where you can go seven nights a week to see a double feature outdoors, under the stars, or clouds, depending on the evening, at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
We also have some tickets for the Playhouse at Westport. And this week coming up, we're going to have Church Basement Ladies.
Yes.
And we'll give you an opportunity to win tickets for that.
And if you get all the questions in your category right, you get all 15 points, we give you a fantastic bonus prize.
Yes, and you have to be 21 or older to get this. The clean sweep. You'll win a bonus prize from the Hollywood Casino, the place for pre- and post-concert dining and entertaining throughout the summer concert season. This is what you'll get. Two tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood
you
Casino.
You choose it, any one you want.
Yes. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino restaurants for pre-show dining, shuttle service from Hollywood Casino to the amphitheater,
and you can park
back
at the casino for free.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino, St. Louis Hotel, which just had a $73 million renovation.
So you get all that if you get all the questions right in your category. Let's meet our first contestant who's going to take a shot at it. Hello, John. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, your opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hello to my wife, Kathy, and my sons, Tim, Mike, and Steve.
All right, John, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you choose the category you want. There'll be three of them at first. Our weekly topical category is, have you been paying attention? Then category two, game of people with thrones. And category three, sports stuff. Which one do you want, John?
Let's try sports.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which major leaguer wore a gold chest protector and helmet during the All-Star game Tuesday night?
Yadier Molina.
Correct. Who will be playing in the finals tomorrow at her 20th Wimbledon?
Venus Williams.
Correct. Which Olympic swimming champion is going to race a great white shark for Discovery Channel's Shark Week?
Michael Phelps.
That's correct. Who gave Conor McGregor a literal money shower at a press conference this week?
Floyd Mayweather.
That's right. Now, for the clean sweep and the big prize, what is the name of a lawyer President Trump has hired as his new legal counsel? You're asking, how does that fit into sports? Here are your choices. Bob Gibson, Ty Cobb, or Mickey Mantle?
Bob Gibson.
The man's name is Ty Cobb. It's not the Georgia Peach, but that's the guy's actual name.
Oh, man.
And you were so close.
Dude.
The good news, John, is you still get your choice of prizes. And hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get whatever you choose, okay?
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's go on to our next contestant. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Paul, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to plug anything?
Enough with the fireworks already, please.
Are people still firing those off?
They are in my neighborhood.
Wow. All right, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Game of People with Thrones, or our new third category, not going to win an Emmy?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was arrested in Swansea, Illinois on Tuesday over an incident involving a helicopter, four loaded guns, eight dogs, and some prescription pills?
Bush.
Correct. The Chew Pointer. What will be the brand name of the new Tantara Resort at the Lake of the Ozarks after a multi-million dollar renovation?
Margaritaville.
Correct. In which state, where recreational marijuana became legal on July 1st, has the governor declared a state of emergency because of the supply of weed was all bought up in the first week?
Pass.
Here's your four-pointer. In what state did a KC-130 refueling tanker crash this week, killing 15 U.S. Marines and one Navy sailor?
Texas?
It was Mississippi. Which former president collapsed from dehydration while working on a Habitat for Humanity home in Winnipeg yesterday, but was back on the site this morning?
Bush?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And we're back to the three-pointer with not enough time. It's Nevada that legalized weed and then ran out of it in the first week. Let's see how you did here, Steve. You got two for Margaritaville and one for August Bush the Fourth. Unfortunately, that's only 3 points. So not only do you not win the big prize, you don't win any prize. And instead, I have to punish you. Today, to punish you, we go to a couple whose real names are Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. But they recorded this under the names Jonathan and Darlene Edwards.
They're going to open for us tonight.
I am woman, hear me roar. A number's too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back to pretend.
Yeah.
Cause I've heard it all before. And I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep
me. I love where she loses the tempo in the middle.
I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything.
Except sing this song. Oh,
like,
wow.
Mrs. Miller.
It is a little bit like that. Yeah. Steve, frankly, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Me too. That's got to be up there on your top punishment, I think.
Yep. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Here comes our next contestant, and it says on my screen your name is Rhino, but considering how Dan types, I'm guessing it's George.
Nah, it's a wrestling nickname I had since the fourth grade.
So
you're George.
Ran with my head down.
So you do actually go by Rhino.
Uh-huh.
All right. You want to tell us about yourself besides that?
Nah, I'll just say hi to my wife and kids, Andrea and Zach and Alex.
All right. Here are the categories. Game of People with Thrones, not going to win an Emmy. That's so funny.
You,
just
George.
The one it did. I got all those things.
Okay, Game of People with Thrones, not going to win an Emmy, or Multiple Choice Week. That's the new third one. Which one would you like, Rhino?
No, let's go with the multiple choice.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Calm down, Daniel. Yeah,
it's catchy, isn't it?
I want to give the man an opportunity to win the big prize here, so let's go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Rhino, during a traffic stop in Key West, what did police find cocaine inside this week? A Cookie Monster doll, a box of fidget spinners, or the man bun on a new Ken doll?
Fidget spinners.
Cookie Monster. What did the TSA find in a passenger's luggage at Boston's Logan Airport? A 20-pound bag of heroin, a 20-pound potato, or a 20-pound live lobster?
The lobster.
Correct. Which mountain with America's highest peak did Katie Bono set a record by climbing up and down in 21 hours and 6 minutes recently?
Denali.
It is Denali. Which classic character voice did Steve Whitmire do for 27 years before being fired by Disney this week? Was it Mickey Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, or Kermit the Frog?
Winnie the Pooh.
Kermit the Frog. What food did a woman bring to a movie theater this week that led to lots of comments online? Spaghetti in a Ziploc bag, meatloaf in Tupperware, or a 10-inch pepperoni pizza?
Meatloaf.
You know, that would be a good answer if you didn't think to yourself, what's the most unlikely of the three? she brought in spaghetti in a Ziploc bag to a movie theater.
Nice.
Now, here's the thing about this. You're not supposed to bring food or beverage into the theater at all. But plenty of people have done it. You know, put it inside a jacket pocket or maybe in your back pocket with your shirt out, covering it up. Okay, fine. Imagine having to conceal spaghetti in Ziploc bags and then open them up and eat them without making a mess in the movie theater.
All you have to do is hang it on your side and just say it's a colostomy bag. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Wow.
Make a little money on the side.
Wow. I don't know that you make any money with that idea. Rhino, you got the 2 and the 3 for 5 points. Oh, I have to punish you as well.
Oh, boy.
Here come the Edwards.
Tim's... Somebody called and asked if this was Frank's daughter.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Whoa.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a man's gal, no time to talk. Music loud and fellas warm. I've been kicking around since
you know, this is almost as bad as that Mexican puppet we've played before. Sepien.
Wow, they did more than one song, huh?
Yes, they did. They did a whole album.
Wow.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I said that's enough. Oh, man. Well, thanks for playing, Rhino. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here comes our fourth contestant. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
I'll just beg for mercy that I could punish with that song.
All right, two categories left. Let's see how you can do with Game of People with Thrones or Not Gonna Win an Emmy.
Let's go to Not Gonna Win an Emmy.
Okay, the Emmy Award nominations came out yesterday. HBO got 111 nominations. Saturday Night Live got 22 nominations. These are people who are not going to win an Emmy because they were not nominated yesterday. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which late night host show is not nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series? Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, or Samantha Bee?
Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sorry?
Jimmy Fallon.
That's correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Reality Competition? Survivor, RuPaul's Drag Race, or American Ninja Warrior?
Survivor.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy Series? Atlanta, Master of None, or The Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Drama Series? Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, or This Is Us?
Stranger Things.
Game of Thrones. Oh. Which star of Big Little Lies is not nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Limited Series? Shailene Woodley, Nicole Kidman, or Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon.
The correct answer is Shailene Woodley. By the way, Game of Thrones not eligible for Best Drama Series because they didn't have one. The new series starts this Sunday. They haven't had one during the Emmy nomination year. Jim, you got the 1 and the 2 and the 3. Frankly, I think it's time for you to hear a tortured Helen Reddy song.
I can do anything.
Timing's impeccable.
I am strong. I am invincible.
Oh, yeah.
I am woman.
If you say so. Jim, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to our final contestant. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, shout out to my husband and kids, and I'm hoping I don't endure the punishment.
Well, we all hope that, especially on behalf of those of us with headphones on in the studio.
Yes.
Let's see what the category is. Oh, it's Game of People with Thrones. This has nothing to do with Game of Thrones. This is about people who played kings or queens in movies. Okay.
Got it.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Monty Python movie did Graham Chapman play King Arthur?
Oh. Life of Brian.
No, it's the Holy Grail. Who played the title role in the 1991 comedy King Ralph?
John Goodman.
Correct. Which 2010 movie starring Colin Firth as King George VI won the Oscar for Best Picture?
The King's Speech.
Correct. Who played Queen Clarice Rinaldi opposite Anne Hathaway in The Princess Diaries?
Julie Andrews.
Correct. Who played King Jaffa Jaffer in the 1988 movie Coming to America?
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy played Prince Akeem. His father, the king, was played by James Earl Jones. But Chrissy, you did get the 2 and the 3 and the 4, a total of 9 points.
Oh, Chrissy.
Hallelujah.
We all thank you very much and congratulate you. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.